Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Zdeněk's English podcast. This is another episode, and today I have a special edition for you. Today I'm joined by Pavel, a friend of mine. Pavel, long time no see. I haven't seen you for a long time. Where have you been?
Well, I've been mostly at work or at home, but you know, I know that we didn't manage to party for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Because we are party animals, both of us, obviously.
No.
Why not? I think we are. We just don't know it. We just don't know it. Listen, we haven't seen each other for a long time. And how do we know each other?
Well, we met when we were studying both in Pardubice at the university.
At the university, which is a long time ago now. When was it? About 6, 7, 8 years ago, maybe. 8 years ago, might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god. Time flies, yeah?
Mm.
Okay, so now obviously I'm a teacher, I've become a teacher, but what about you? Do you work as a teacher, Pavel?
Actually, no. I think I changed my mind when I was studying, when we had to do a little practice, and I found out that it's really not my cup of tea.
Mm. So now you're not working as a teacher, you have a different profession.
Yeah, well, I work as an IT technician, basically.
IT technician. Okay, I just hope, listeners, you can hear some background music, obviously, here, because we are in my room, and I thought it would be a good idea to kind of make this a bit different. So I basically turned on, I don't know, some, what is it?
Sonnendanz.
Sonnendanz, which is a, Pavel knows what it is. It's a set. I typed it in YouTube. Listening to Pavel's instructions. Basically, it's some device playing music, and now we're listening to it. I just hope it's not too loud, and you can listen to what we actually say, which is what the listeners are looking forward to. Not the music, because they need to hear some spoken words, not the music. Because this is not a music podcast. It's an English language podcast, spoken word. Is what matters here. Right, so you are an IT technician.
Yeah.
Yes, and how do you find this? Is this your cup of tea, as you said?
Yeah, it was, IT was my hobby from, you know, my early years, so I just gave it a try.
You gave it a try, and now you're happy.
Well, you can say
happy person.
Yeah.
You look happy.
Oh, yeah, basically I do a job which is fun to do.
Okay.
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah. On my podcast, there have been a lot of different people who featured on my podcast, my students, my friends, and so there have been a lot of people of different nationalities. What's your nationality? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Czech Republic. So.
Oh, so you are my countryman, so it doesn't make much sense talking to each other in English here.
Yeah.
We are doing it for the sake of podcast, for the sake of our listeners, because we are such good people, you know.
Mm.
We are trying to make the world a better place. Helping people who need to learn English, we even make ourselves speak the language that is not our native language. Can you believe that?
Yeah, but I have to say that it took quite some persuasion here. So.
It did, it did. I don't even ask listeners what I had to give Pavel, how much money I had to give him so that he would record this episode. But I just hope it's gonna be worthwhile now.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. I can't lie. I'm an honest person. Okay, I'm lying, of course. So do you know this podcast? Do you know what it is? And we haven't seen each other for a long time, and to be honest, I started doing this podcast about half a year ago. So do you know my podcast?
Yeah, I know that you're doing your podcast. I found it on Facebook.
You found it on Facebook?
Yeah. But to be honest, I never listened to...
You never listened to it?
No.
Maybe it's good. I don't know. I don't know, you know. Maybe if you had listened to it, then you would have never agreed to record an episode of the podcast with me.
Good to know.
Or it could be the other way around, actually. If you had listened to it, you would then want to record every single episode with me, and this is something I don't want. I think you are quite an interesting person to do an episode with. I just want this podcast to be a bit diverse, if you know what I mean. So I just can't have the same person all over again there. You know, that would be a bit boring. plus, today's podcast is supposed to be about IT, because you are an IT bloke, IT guy, IT technician, as you said. So I'm not sure if IT topic is something that we want to listen to in every single episode. I mean, it's interesting topic, of course. That's why I went for this. But
well, yeah. I'm not representing only IT.
Oh, yeah. But this will be mostly about IT. But to be honest, actually, Pavel was supposed to feature on one episode of the Next English Podcast. I was already recording one episode in summer with you. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah.
We basically went drinking together. We had a party. And because always when I go partying, I carry my recording device with me in case something interesting comes up. And I thought it was a wonderful opportunity to record an episode, but for some reason it wasn't. And basically we started recording and we ended up talking about some stuff which was not publishable.
Oh, it wasn't released?
It wasn't released.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Are you surprised?
Yeah.
Are you surprised it hasn't been released? come on. It was totally inappropriate. And let's be honest, it wasn't our fault. It was neither of us. There was a guy who started talking about porn. And I thought, no, I can't do this to my listeners. I mean, it's okay for you maybe, but...
Well, maybe you should somehow divide your channel to adult one.
Okay, but I don't want to do this. I don't want to have this channel. Maybe I can sell you a franchise. I can sell you a license of the Next English Podcast and you can run...
Yeah, how much is it?
Well... Maybe a couple of interviews will do the job. and then you can run your own The Next English Podcast, but it will have some limits. You can only do it about this kind of stuff, you know, like swear words and sex and porn and all that.
I think I'm too lazy anyway.
Right. So, basically, what I have here, I decided to do two tasks here in this episode. First of all, I have got a couple of questions relating to IT, and these questions are aimed at some common problems or just ideas that I thought would be interesting to discuss with you, because I know that you know a lot about IT, because obviously this is what you have been doing for a long time and it's also your hobby. So we could hear interesting points from you. And then I have got a list of vocabulary here, and we might go through this list together to brush up on some words for my listeners.
Okay, let's start.
Let's do it. Okay, let's get started. Okay, let me kick off with the question: why IT? Why is IT fascinating for you? What's so appealing about IT that it became your job?
Well, IT seems to be a quite, I don't know how to say it, the development was quite rapid for, a quite a long period of time. And you can get your hands on some interesting stuff there, so... And basically, I think everyone can see it now that it changed a lot of activities we do today, because
of course the life has changed totally.
Yeah.
Talking about our generation,
yeah,
it's totally different to the previous generation and the one before.
Yeah,
because they didn't have the internet, they didn't even know mobile phones. So the free time activities has changed totally. Everything is nowadays dependent.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Pretty much, right?
The other thing is, whenever you want something, you want to check anything, find some guide or anything, you just type it into a browser,
right? Google, and it will come up, and you can read all that stuff. Basically, it creates some kind of pressure on the teachers, because now they have to change their approaches and methods, because nowadays the knowledge is not so important to have, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to memorize everything like our ancestors had to, you know. Of course, they had to memorize long sentences and long formulas and all that, but nowadays new generation, what they learn at school is about how to find the knowledge, the information, how to find the information, where to find it, and how to process it, right?
Yeah.
Rather than memorizing.
Yeah. So. I think the one reason behind this is that you simply are not capable to memorize all the stuff you need today.
So you mean there is too much to remember, because
yeah,
we have too much information, and
it of course depends, but you know, given the almost instant access to every information, you know, a person can have various interests, and you, I think, simply can't be. You can't remember everything from all these areas.
Yeah. So as you can hear, listeners, this is a fascinating subject to discuss, of course, the IT. My next question is it a must nowadays to be computer literate? What happens if you are computer illiterate, which means that you don't know anything about computers, that you can't use it, you can't work with it?
Is it
a big disadvantage if you can't?
If we are talking about our generation, I think it is a disadvantage.
So it's a must to know computers, it's a must to know how to send emails.
People of our age often socialize
this way, on
social networks.
So if I don't know how to use Facebook, I'm out of the game, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm out of the game, but basically everybody will hate me. The other children or my peers, they will pick on me, because of not being able to upload a photo to my profile, yeah?
They will pick on you anyway.
Oh my god. Anyway, is the world dependent on computers too much nowadays, you think? Like, is there any risk that something might happen, actually, if suddenly internet stops working? I know it's not possible much, really, but what if, you know? You never know.
I think it would be quite a problem. But I think the more important thing is the electricity in general.
The electricity in general is more important.
Yeah, because as I heard about some solar storms that might...
solar storms, like storms coming from the sun?
Yeah, basically a kind of radiation from sun.
Really?
It might destroy our electrical equipment.
Really?
Here on our
even
planet.
My computer, even this recording device we are using for recording. This episode. could this happen in the middle of this episode?
I believe we would have known somehow in advance.
Oh, we would have been warned.
Yeah.
By the media.
Hopefully.
Okay. Okay, so hopefully this is not gonna happen. Our health. Does it suffer? Does it suffer? You know, our eyes, maybe if you have jobs like you do, that you're an IT technician, so you have to spend a lot of time in front of the computer, staring at the monitor. So do you think your eyes suffer?
Yeah, I guess it's stressful for my eyes a bit, but you need to keep some personal hygiene.
You need to wash your hands? Yeah?
No, in psychological
way. Listen, this is getting too difficult for me. This is too heavy.
No, I'm just talking about some breaks. You need to walk around, and I don't know.
So you're playing an online game, and when I play my online game, when they kill me, I go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't go to the toilet, obviously, because I have to play. I mustn't let my team down. Or when I'm hungry, I can only do this. When I send my hero to the woods to farm neutral units there. This is the only way I can get some food, because then my hero can attack automatically. Okay, my Pavel must think, and not just Pavel, but all my listeners must think, what kind of crazy teacher and person I am in general, don't you think?
Yeah.
I guess so. I think maybe even not just our eyes, but our spine and our back, you know, sitting all the time in the same position, it's not ideal, right?
I think the quite known problem is with your wrists.
With my wrists?
It's because
of touching the mouse all the time.
It's not because of the touching itself.
But clicking.
No, it's because of the position when you get the blood flow blocked to your hands. So
okay. All right.
It can be quite complicated.
But it's only one wrist, right? It's not both. Are we talking about your right hand, which is holding the mouse?
No, we're talking about
both hands.
It's because you usually lay your hand on the edge of your desk. So
I do. Now that I can
see.
You can clearly see it because of this part of the furniture is a bit dirty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should really clean it. Maybe I will one day. Maybe next time you come here to visit me, it will be cleaned.
It will have been cleaned. I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? Okay. And of course, obesity. You know, people get fat a lot and they spend a lot of time in front of the computer, especially those kind of kids who don't have enough activity to compensate for this.
Yeah, but I don't think it's...
not you, of course, because as we can see, you are not fat, but there might be some people who just eat.
I won't blame it on computers. It's a combination of today's food and...
fast food.
Basically, you can sit in front of the TV and get fat as well.
Yeah, I can even lie there, but I can't lie when I work with my computer, so maybe it's even better.
You're at least clicking.
Yeah, true. I think it burns some calories, right, when I click, or when I press ferociously, when I press enter or escape, when I get mad, when something doesn't work in my Windows, I want to press alt-tab or, I don't know, control-delete, it doesn't work. So when I do it, like, very actively, it can burn more calories, maybe, even. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe that's why your furniture looks like this.
Yeah, maybe I should do something with it. Should have it changed, listeners, I think. Yeah. Another question. Is playing too many computer games harmful to us? What do you think? Is playing computer games excessively harmful or detrimental to us?
Oh, you need to define what excessively means in this.
Well, let's say 5 hours a day and more.
You know, I believe that there are some extremes when people play, I don't know, 12 hours a day. You know?
12 hours a day is an extreme for you?
Yeah, it's extreme.
Do you know such people who work 12? Who play games 12 hours a day?
Not personally. But I guess this in some way affects their social life, so this is when it's getting, you know, serious.
Okay. Can computer games make children violent? You know what I'm talking about. This is a common issue that basically the psychologists raise. They talk about some games having bad effects on children's development.
Personality development,
like, for example, you know the game GTA, right?
Yeah.
It's a car game where you can easily kill people and do basically some bad stuff.
First of all, you have some, let's say some...
Do you want some more tea?
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You know, you have some rating for these kind of games as a first thing, and I guess... It doesn't make children more violent, but maybe what I might believe in is I heard some psychologists talking about it, that it can make you somehow emotionally numb.
Mm-hmm. Emotionally numb, like, it means it can destroy some basic emotions that human beings usually have. Like, you will not be capable of love.
Yeah, I mean empathy in general.
Empathy in general. So when somebody needs help, for example, you witness a car accident or something, and you have the knowledge to help this person, but because you want to go and finish your mission in some kind of game, you just leave the person die because you... something like that, yeah.
You're pushing it way too far. But
yeah, this is what I usually do on this podcast because I need to make it interesting. I don't want this to be a dull episode just talking about dull stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I want to push it to the extremes, of course. And I know you're a guy who can do this too, so I hope you're in. Are you in?
Oh, I can't tell.
Oh yeah. He's an IT guy, you know. He knows this is gonna get published, and he knows that this could actually one day be used against him. Right? Is this the reason you're talking like this?
No.
Do you know you're drinking my tea now?
What's in there?
Yeah. This is a special tea which will make you be honest. So you can't lie now on my podcast. You will always say funny stuff. That's what this is about. Okay. Is Facebook dangerous? Status updating. You know, people write there that they're looking forward to the holiday. They're going on holiday to Canary Islands. And yeah. These people are quite rich because the kids usually... posts photos of their three expensive cars and, you know, so yeah. Everybody knows they are rich, and now they write they're going on holiday, and I think this can be dangerous.
In case the profile is public, so I think this might be dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some robbers can make use of this opportunity, this opportunity and...
But I don't think this is such a big deal.
This is not a big deal. Okay. Okay, and it comes from the IT expert, so we have to believe it. All right. What about online banking? Is it the same with online banking, or are there any risks at all? Is it perfectly protected? Is there some security? Is the security level high enough?
Well, I guess in general online banking, which you can use on your PC, it's quite okay, but I'm pretty concerned with the mobile versions which you install on your smartphone or on your...
My phone is not a smartphone.
Okay,
shit phone.
On your dumb phone.
On my dumb phone. So online... I want it to be really funny now. I wanted to say something funny, but I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna do that. I won't do it. Yeah, it's online banking, nothing else.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I think Pavel now understands what I meant. No. So online banking is always safe, yeah?
Not from the mobile phones. I'm... Not really. I didn't really investigate that much, but I have my doubts.
You have your doubts.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna ask about the other one because that would be inappropriate. And we agreed to record an appropriate episode of this podcast. There has been already enough of those drunken episodes where we talk rubbish and swear. And
swearing can be useful as well.
Excuse me?
Swearing can be useful as well.
Yeah, but not in this occasion. I guess. I don't know. Okay, I'm giving you 5 seconds to say as many swear words as you can, because maybe you need it.
No.
Come on. Bitch. Ass. Asshole. What else do you know? Your time limit is...
No.
It's running low.
Let's keep it
Low profile.
Low profile, yeah.
Okay, let's keep it low profile. Right, we have already dealt with all the questions I wanted to ask you. So what's your conclusion? What's your conclusion, Pavel? Do you think, are there more questions to be asked? Mm. Have I covered the most serious areas?
Well, I guess we can talk about this kind of stuff the whole day or so.
Oh yeah. But we don't...
Because we were not exactly covering only IT, but drifting off to some other topics.
You're right. Okay, okay. Nice. Now let me check out this vocabulary.
Which we haven't used at all.
I wanted to get to it. It's just step by step. So what or who is an IT geek? Who is an IT geek, in your words, geek?
Oh, it's a person that's that has an IT as a hobby.
But can I have IT as a hobby and not be an IT geek?
I think there is only some image that people have, some guy with, you know, sweaty hair and
glasses
and stuff.
You know what I always imagine? Or who I always imagine?
No.
The TV, the British sitcom, the comedy sitcom IT Crowd.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's a funny one. And Moss, you know?
Yeah.
You know Moss?
But to be honest, in our office it looks quite similar.
Really? Okay, so Pavel, I have an important question to ask. And don't get insulted, but do you think you are an IT geek? Would you consider yourself? I mean, this is not a nice. It's quite a bit. It's a bit negative, right?
No, I don't think so. I think that today it's getting somehow popular
to be an IT geek.
Yeah.
So what you are suggesting is that you are an IT geek who is popular? Well, I don't understand it.
No. I mean,
it's fashionable to be.
You know, Leoš Maraš on TV. He's wearing those stupid big glasses.
Leoš Maraš is a Czech presenter.
He looks stupid in that, but it's somehow he's trying to look like a geek. So
he's trying to look
cool. I think it's becoming to be a kind of mainstream.
Really? To be honest, I don't have a TV, so I don't even know who Leoš Maraš is.
I'm not watching TV, but I accidentally passed in front of it. So
everything is done by accident. Yeah. But of course, I think an IT geek is a person who spends a lot of time working with or using computers, right?
Yeah.
And you know, but you're not a typical IT geek because you like sport, you know.
Yeah.
So you go to the gym, like. Or have you stopped? Have you stopped?
I haven't been there for, let's say, a month, but...
Oh, yeah, so you don't go to the gym. Okay.
Yeah, I do, but...
but you used to go.
You know, my club card just...
Expired.
So
really? Okay.
I need to get...
New membership.
No, I need to get money for this. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you have passion for cars.
Yeah.
Which is, you're totally different to me, because I don't like cars, actually.
That's quite interesting, because most people who can be considered geeks don't like cars that much.
Yeah, that's something that differentiates you from typical IT geeks, right? And I guess you are also quite sociable. I'm not sure if a typical IT geek would be able to record an episode with me, you know, like... Would he be able to talk to me? Or would he just have to do the interview via Skype with me, you know?
I think it doesn't matter if it's, you know, personally or using Skype. But
I'm a bit exaggerating here now. But I want to say that you are quite a sociable person. I mean, you
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but in the first moment I didn't feel that... Comfortable. Yeah.
But now, as we are getting to it, you realize that you don't even need an alcoholic drink, because we know you are quite a sociable person. And can I say this about Pavel?
That's one way to put it.
That he is a heavy drinker, listeners.
No, I'm not a heavy drinker.
Okay, what about those 26 beers? The story. The first story you told me when we were at university, that you went to Liberec.
It was once.
To a Czech city, and you were able to drink 26 beers in one day, I would be dead after eighth beer. So
it just happened.
Right. Another word from my list here is a mouse. Now, of course, we know that mouse is a rodent, it's an animal, a small animal that people usually don't like to be present in their houses. It makes a lot of mess. And if you still don't know what this is, imagine, you know, this fairy tale, Tom and Jerry, the cartoon. So it's Jerry, right?
Yeah.
Tom is the cat and Jerry is the mouse.
Yeah.
So Tom and Jerry might help you to realize this. But this is just one meaning, the animal. It has a second meaning, and because I have an expert here, an expert on the phone, I just hope he will explain to us what a mouse is.
Yeah, you need an expert to tell you what the mouse is.
So, I don't need a biologist, I need an IT guy, and you're an IT guy. So.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what a mouse is? I mean, it's a stupid point, because most of the listeners had to use the mouse before they actually played this episode. So
it's basically an input device which you use to control your PC.
Basically, you just answered my question with more questions. What is an input device?
It's a device which inputs.
Okay. Which you put in, yeah?
No.
Okay. Anyway, mouse is a computer equipment, maybe you could say. And you need this if you want to...
You can say accessory, maybe.
Accessory. Hmm. And the other one is the keyboard, right?
Mm.
And those two are the most... not the most two important devices, but well, maybe you could control your computer with your voice in some cases, but
yeah, it's possible.
It's possible, but yeah, let's say
or using touch screen maybe today.
Touch screen, yeah, but these are still essential and crucial for working with computers. Okay, actually, one question I found this on Google that mouse is actually an acronym. It means manually operated user select equipment. Did you know that?
No.
Manually operated user select equipment. I just thought that they gave this equipment this name because it reminded them the mouse, you know, the animal, because it's pretty much the same size, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's some kind of Easter egg, you can call it.
Okay. What is an Easter egg?
When some, you know, developers or these kind of persons come up with some name for some of their inventions, they tend to use some name which can have two meanings or
some kind of
or can
wordplay or pun. It's called a pun.
Yeah.
And I also found that apparently there has been a dispute over the plural of this kind of mouse, the computer mouse. Is it mice or is it mouses? I mean, we know that plural for the animal is mice because it's an irregular plural. But I checked some websites and some linguistic experts had disputes over this. If it should be called mouses or mice. And then I checked Google, and Google says that computer mouses, 45,800 entries, whereas computer mice, actually 511,000 entries. So it seems like computer mice, is preferable. Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, this was the first part of the interview with Pavel, my friend, and I thought I would stop it just when I said anyway, because we use the word anyway to change the subject or if we want to draw attention to something else. And because, as you know, sometimes when I record long interviews, I have to divide them into two halves. This is exactly what I'm doing now,
And this is time I draw this episode to a close, actually. What can you expect next time? Well, obviously, naturally, you can expect the second part of this. I hope an interesting dialogue with my friend Pavel, an IT technician. And as you could hear, Pavel is a very good speaker of English, and he has a lot of knowledge of the internet and computers in general. Alright, before I finish, I would like to say hi to Daniel from Italy, who sent me an email in which he responded to the previous episode called Road to Civilization Installment 5. I want to thank you for this. It's always a massive boost for me anytime somebody sends me an email like this. Thank you very much. I think this is a great way for my podcast to remain interactive, to kind of keep contact with my listeners, and I do always enjoy this. Daniel is a Luke's English Podcast fan, and he discovered my podcast via Luke's English Podcast. And as I told you before, I always value highly Luke's English Podcast fans who come to my podcast and don't get discouraged because this is not run by native speakers, and listen to my podcast as well. This is a kind of great success for me. Daniel has a very authentic, very distinctive writing style whenever he writes his emails, because he uses a lot of idioms. I think he does this because he wants to practice all the idioms that he learns, basically, on Luke's English Podcast, and this is a great way to practice the idioms. But to be honest, it's sometimes difficult for me myself, because he claims not to be an English teacher, but yet he knows so many idiomatic expressions that I'm not a really match for him. And that's why maybe I enjoy receiving emails from him even more. So once again, thank you very much, Daniel. And anyone who wants to send me an email, you're more than welcome to, of course. And once again, I hope you like this show, and you can expect the second part next time. Have a good time. Bye.